people from around the area coming together to pray and attend the funeral mass for Archbishop Emeritus John Vlasny. He led the Archdiocese of Portland for 16 years, from 1997 to 2013. And through all of this, well, it was Todd Cooper who he hired to be the director of special projects. And for many years, the two worked very closely. Todd is joining us today to give us his view as we look back at the legacy of Archbishop Vlasny. Todd, it is great to have you on the show this morning.
Brenda, thanks so much for having me. It's just a blessing and an honor to be able to speak about Archbishop Vlasny.
Todd, Archbishop Vlasny came in 1997. You joined the Pastoral Center. He hired you in 1999. Tell us what your first impressions were when you started to work at the Archdiocese for special projects and coordinating that different things with the Archbishop. Kind of what was your kind of initial feeling about him?
Well, Archbishop Vlasny was a lovely man. And I just remember when he hired me, he hired me as the director of special projects. And one of the things he wanted me to do was help him to organize Jubilee year activities for the year 2000. That was a huge Jubilee year. And he wanted to give the church a big boost going into the new millennium and focus on Christ. And so he wanted activities and things planned for that. And then he also wanted me to start an archdiocesan pastoral council. So I was able to help him with that. But then he said, Todd, the third project I want you to help with is me. I need your help around the office and various things. That was kind of a humorous little exchange between us, but he sort of, you know, identified himself as one of the projects he wanted me to help him with.
It seems that for an archbishop, they have this idea and plan, and it seems like they use their motto and as a focus of that Jubilee year, that Eucharist 2000 is what it came together. And his motto, go make disciples, was a very integral part about it. Tell us and look back at that very special event.
Oh, my goodness. Brenda, I think it's one of the highlights of the church in Western Oregon. You know, in the last number of decades, you know, we gathered 10,000 people for that event, for a mass at the Memorial Coliseum. And it was just such a beautiful occasion, you know, focused on the Eucharist, focused on evangelization. And Archbishop always wanted Catholics to be courageous about their faith and confident in it and to be able to share it and spread it with others in a joyful way. And I tell you what, that event back in 2000 was just a real boost for the entire local church at that time. And then we just sort of, you know, momentum from that propelled us into this new century and this new millennium of Christianity.
Well, it was quite an event. Todd, you said that there were over 10,000 people at Memorial Coliseum for Mass. I bet Portland has never seen something quite like that before in a sporting event arena.
Yeah, not to my knowledge, Brenda. It was so exciting to be there. And I mean, the joy was palpable. Just all those seats filled with people and celebrating Mass together. People came from all over the diocese and beyond. It was just a beautiful, wonderful occasion.
If you are just tuning in this morning, Todd Cooper is joining us today. For many years, Todd worked with Archbishop Emeritus John Vlasny, and we look back together upon this wonderful legacy of 16 years as he led the Archdiocese of Portland. Well, Disciples on Mission was kind of one of the projects that came out of that, and it really was a way that the Archbishop was looking to grow the faith. Was it a time of struggle, do you think, in the faith of people? And did this mission, this discipleship mission, really help boost what was going on in our archdiocese?
Yeah, Brenda. To me, that's, you know, part of the legacy that Archbishop Vlasny left was, this program, Disciples in Mission. And, you know, it was a four-year program that gathered people, developed leadership teams in each of the parishes. I think most of our parishes participated in it. And Brenda, the the really amazing thing is that people who were involved in Disciples and Mission got excited about the faith, learned about the faith, and helped, you know, share it with others through small faith sharing groups during that period, are still actively involved in the church and holding positions in our parishes even today. And they're folks that are still excited and true evangelizers. So to me, that event really helped, you know, the life of our parishes and certainly of individuals to grow in their own Catholic faith and to be able to share it and spread it with others in a joyful way through those 4 years of that Disciples and Mission program.
It was a beautiful high during the time, just a very uplifting time in the Archdiocese. But there were also difficult times that you worked through with Archbishop, and that also included the 2004 bankruptcy, the Archdiocese of Portland, the first in the country to have to do that. You saw all of this happening from your view in working with the Archbishop. How did that affect him and how he was still trying to do day-to-day work and discipleship and then have to also work through a bankruptcy hearing?
Yeah, Brenda, I guess my first take on it is the Holy Spirit was at work because, you know, all that Archbishop Lasny had done up until that point, I mean, you know, for the Jubilee year, the Disciples and Mission, you know, that sort of ran through 2004, to me, that was the Holy Spirit preparing the church to weather this tremendous storm of the bankruptcy, the sex abuse scandal here in the Archdiocese of Portland. Those were tough moments for Archbishop Lasny. In fact, probably his toughest, you know, during his entire time here in Portland. And he shared some of that with me, that it was just, he was just so heartbroken about what had happened. And just, you know, all the fallout from that, obviously the victims, and his heart went out to them, but just the, you know, the impact that it had on the church. And so I do think the Holy Spirit prepared us and, you know, the momentum that we had built from the Jubilee year and Disciples and Mission really helped to carry us through, you know, those tough, tough years and tough times. You know, there were layoffs at the pastoral center, the Archdiocese. And, you know, it was just really, really tough years all around, not only for him and the staff, but for our people in the pews and just even folks who weren't Catholic, you know, just having the experience and kind of understand all of that. It was tough years, but the Lord helped us through all that.
Oh, no doubt. And in anyone in his position would go, you know, God, why are you letting this happen? But it's through those trials that we learn, we grow, and we become more than what we were previously. And I think that was not only the case for Archbishop Lasny, but also for the entire Archdiocese. Todd Cooper joining us today, good friend of Mater Dei Radio and a good friend of our Archbishop Emeritus John Vlasny. We are looking back on his legacy as we prepare for his funeral and to say farewell. Todd, it is always a wonderful morning when you join us, and I appreciate your time today, but I am already up against my break. Can you stay with us through the break so we can continue in the next half hour?
Would love to. Thanks, Brenda.
Todd Cooper served as the Director of Special Projects for Archbishop Lasny and continued on into Archbishop Sample's time with the Archdiocese of Portland. Todd is joining us today as we look back on the legacy and say goodbye to our friend Archbishop Emeritus John Vlasny. Todd, thank you so much for being with me today.
Such a privilege to be here and talk about Archbishop Lasny.
Todd, when Archbishop Sample made the statement of the death of Archbishop Lasny, he said that he was a man who always fully exhibited the joy of the gospel and was truly one of the kindest and most thoughtful men I have ever known. And Todd, I would say probably you would think the same thing too. What was that personal view, that times that you got to spend with Archbishop Lasny that, you know, nobody else got to see? Share a little bit of that experience with us.
Yeah, Brenda, that's one of the biggest privileges in my life, was just the years and the time that I got to spend with him. He was just You know, what I loved about him was he was always himself, you know, whether he was preaching a homily or, you know, working in the office or just at lunch or, you know, on a drive. It was just, you know, he was always himself. And himself was just a man who was full of joy, full of laughter, full of kindness, thoughtfulness, just so much charity in his heart. And just a very intelligent, competent man. He is just, you know, about, you know, anything you would want to ask for a shepherd of the diocese. I mean, Archbishop Vlasny just exhibited all the things that you could ever ask for, you know, a bishop. And so God bless Archbishop Sample. Yeah, I think he's spot on and just talking about his kindness and everything. One story I will share, just a little insight. You know, I used to travel with him. Especially, and I served as the master of ceremonies for him at diocesan liturgies, and the confirmation season was always a wearying time because he was on the road quite a bit and celebrating a lot of confirmation liturgies, which he loved. He loved confirming, especially the kids, but also the adults at adult confirmations. But I remember one weekend; it was a really long weekend. We drove all the way down to Southern Oregon. I think we must have had, you know, 5 or 6 confirmations through the weekend. I think it was probably 6 or 7 maybe. Anyways, we ended up back at the cathedral up at Portland, and we were both pretty tired after a long weekend. And I just remember that, you know, we were in the sacristy. It was right before the Mass was going to get started. We had a whole church full of people. And Archbishop Vlasny looked at me, had his vestments on, and he was ready to go out. He said, "Okay, Todd, once more with feeling." And I'll never forget that because it was just who he was. He wanted to, you know, be present to the people in that Mass just as much as he was in the very first, you know, confirmation that he celebrated. And he just brought that joy and enthusiasm, that spirit of, you know, let's go for it. Let's go get them and let's bring Christ to these folks. So anyways, just one little story that I remember from that just kind of captures, I think, his spirit of, you know, how he approached, all of his duties and responsibilities.
Todd Cooper was hired by Archbishop Emeritus John Vlasny to be the Director of Special Projects for the Archdiocese of Portland, and he is joining us today as we look back at that legacy. Well, as is the rule in our church, he was required to submit his resignation when he reached 75. He stepped down in 2013 when Archbishop Sample came on. But many people look to retirement and go, okay, this is the time for me. I don't have to do anything anymore. There's no requirements of me. Don't call me. I don't want to see anybody. I'm going to do what I want to do. That is exactly not what Archbishop Vlasny did. He was just as busy in the years continuing to serve right here in the Archdiocese of Portland. I think Our Lady of Peace retreat, he was a regular retreat master. He was still very busy. Did your paths cross pretty regularly after 2013?
Well, they did, Brenda. And of course, we continued our friendship and to some extent our working relationship a little bit. But yeah, I mean, he was just such a go-getter and he never really slowed down. I mean, eventually, you know, he was 88, you know, when he passed away. So his body did start failing him a little bit, you know, in the later years, but, he just never lost that glimmer in his eye, that smile, that gentle smile and the kindness. He never lost that spirit. He just always saw what was positive in people. Was so gentle and made you just feel like a good human being because he was a good human being. But yeah, he didn't slow down. I mean, he just kept celebrating masses, kept providing coverage for other priests in the area, and helped with confirmations, I think, up until this year. So at any rate, he basically died with his boots on. And that's just not a surprise because he just lived for the Lord and for spreading the Catholic faith and wanted to do everything he could right until the end to do that.
Well, Todd, as a native of Chicago, maybe he has paths crossed with our new Pope, but he had a real love for the Northwest, and he continued to serve and pray for all of us. I would imagine that now in this eternity, he would still continue to pray for all of us from heaven. Prayer was pivotal. It was the part of his life that kept him able to do all of those confirmations and to greet people and to hear the complaints along sometimes with the compliments. Prayer was pivotal for him.
Oh my gosh, Brenda, it was the foundation of his entire life. And, you know, whenever we traveled together, he would always have his breviary out. Oftentimes I would drive for him and so he could get things done. And, but we always prayed. We would always pray a rosary on any trip that we took, any drive. And he would, you know, faithfully say, you know, his office, his breviary, the prayers that a priest are required to pray. Prayer was everything to him. It was the foundation and the grounding of who he was. And he was very close to the Lord, had a very intimate relationship with Jesus. And that really came through. But yeah, it was founded and rooted in the life of that.
Well, Todd, I appreciate you so much and helping us remember and look at this legacy of our Archbishop Emeritus John Vlasny. And I could imagine as all of us prepare for his funeral event that, Todd, he would be saying to all of us, just like he would to you, one more time with feeling.
Thanks, Brenda.
Todd, I appreciate your time today. Thanks for joining us.
All right. Thanks. God bless, Brenda.